Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aging Journey podcast, where we explore the strange and unusual experiences of growing up in time in various systems, as well as provide a safe space for diverse role players to explore aging and other lived experiences, unite diverse communities, and decrease social isolation through online gameplay. You can catch this game and other games just like it on our YouTube channel. Our socials and content warnings will be in the description of this video.
Enjoy the journey.
All right, welcome back. Last time on Lost in the Mirrorverse, our hero goes after what started out as a typical chill day at the little library. He has quickly caught wind, and as our heroes investigate the strange disappearances and find themselves following shadows, going through the mirror, and going through an alternate universe where everyone must face their worst fears or be trapped forever. Their Scrap Claw and Fun Girl will have conquered their worst fears in this realm, but will Flexi Boy or Afterthought not also take you rise to the task, or will they be the ones to be lost in the Mirrorverse? Now, since this is our second issue of our two-parter, Arter, let's say this one is in the Mirrorverse itself, with the cosmic star field and with the big pieces of shattered glass flying through the infinite oasis. What will your characters be doing in this piece of artwork?
Got the image in my head. I'm just trying to find the words to describe it. Like, you know, in the old, like, Scooby-Doo chases, how they go in one door and out another door, and it's just like this constant, like, farcical shtick as they just come in and out. It'd be kind of like that, but Flexi Boy is like reaching into a portal and his arm is stretching out another portal into a third portal, coming out a fourth portal into a fifth portal, just infinitely. And he's just staring at this cat's cradle of his own stretched arms, kind of confused and trying to make sense of the Mirrorverse's spatial topography. But he's not having much success.
Yeah, it's very entertaining.
I think for Adam, it's not a glow up, but like almost you could imagine like a silhouette where he's standing there, and where everywhere around is the stars. Except like around him, they are like disappeared. So it's like a reverse silhouette where he's clear and bright, but then around him is this dark shadow where you can see the stars have disappeared. And he's just looking towards some of these portals that are ahead of him. You can see like little bits of particulate swirling towards him.
I like that. I'm thinking.
Are we each in like our own individual little boxes, or are we all like back to back?
You are all back to back on one big comic cover.
Cool. Then I think Fun Girl is reaching her arms out to try and like hold the arms of whoever's like next to her while like thrusting her head forward and like blowing, and there's like sparkly, glittery spores like coming out of her mouth as she's blowing into the void, trying to put her influence into it. I think that's it.
I'm thinking maybe Scrapclaw is maybe standing on top, like, because there's like those gray featureless blobs that that were in like his kind of place, and I'm thinking on the cover he's like standing on top of them, like on like top of their heads, just kind of perched there, kind of, you know, symbolizing that he beat and, you know, is asserting himself as his own person.
Yes. After that display, we now turn the cover over and witness our first page, picking up last where we left off, with our crew, being back in the central starry core of the Mirrorverse after witnessing Fun Girl's nightmare. Bear. The shadowy figures still stare on. They are already getting ready, Eddie, for who's coming up next. Anything you would want to say here? Yeah? No?
I think Adam would turn to the others, whoever's closest to him. And you can see that he's very worried. And as he looks over, he's just, do you think we can do this?
What did you ask, Adam? I missed part of what you said.
I just don't know. Can we do this?
Oh, yes, of course we can do this. I mean, we've already gotten through two things. We only have two more. And I mean, other people are all stuck in here too. Maybe if we could reach out to the other people, we could all beat this thing and get out of here.
I love that enthusiasm. I'm for this plan.
Well, as you finish saying that, the shadows turn their attention to good old Lenny. And it is Lenny's turn to feel that ever so intriguing pull on the brain. His eyes begin to glow and the portal begins to open.
There's definitely a moment where he has this, he feels confident, of course, in the moment before he acts down the business end of what the Mirrorverse has in store for him. But he sort of partially out of a legitimate confidence that he can handle what's about to happen with the help of his friends, but a slightly larger portion of trying desperately to convince himself that he can handle whatever's about to happen.
Well, as that confidence shall be put to the test as our next two-page spread is Flexi Boy's long, stretchy body covering in the near infinite deepness of this portal. All the way until you see a good old Petroit being reformed around you. But this one is not nearly as well put together as the one you know. Oh, alarms, rooms flare, air and ring, buildings, things everywhere seemingly indistinguishable from piles of rubble, nearly like thousands of screens in every direction, and you even see a few billboards of you, Flexi Boy. Now, as you see more citizens just running around the streets in absolute panic, they all turn to specifically look at you, Flexi Boy. They're all saying, our only hero is returned. Go save my family over there from downtown. Well, if he goes there, why can't he just save it from midtown? It's more important. Well, what about uptown, side town, uptown, and all in all of these requests just filling up more and more and more. Or what do you feel about all this, Flexi Boy?
Very overwhelmed at first, and then Lenny would we would see a panel where Lenny's inner monologue is trying to break down. It's like, okay, well, this is easy enough. We can prioritize. We can hit this in order. We can save. We can handle all the crises. We can save the people. Just figure out what first and when and where and how can I multitask, perhaps. And essentially, he's doing a lot of mental gymnastics in his head while at the same time trying to be proactively heroic. So there's a lot of conflict, I think, and he's trying to think it all out, but he's trying to act before he has time to think. He's pretty, like I said, pretty overwhelmed, pretty confused. I would think probably try. I think he would try to assess the situation.
All right. Roll superior.
Okay, there we go. All right, that's a plus two. Here we go.
Ask two. What here can I use to blank? What here is the biggest threat? What here is in the greatest danger? Who here is the most vulnerable to me? And how can we best end this quickly?
All right. What here is in the greatest danger? Because he figures that's a great place to start.
Well, in your immediate attention, can you see a massively growing wildfire growing in a hospital building just at the corner of your eye?
Hey, All right, so that's so then the follow up is besides the growing fire, what here is the biggest threat?
Well, you do see, let's see, among the crowd, you do see seemingly an army of very identical looking goons.
Okay. All right. Acting upon this this information, Flexiboy instinctively kind of goes into action. He would he'd stretch out and try to open a fire hydrant by applying like tensile strength, stretching and wrenching at it to get a nice flow of water going. Then kind of stretching out and forming a portion of his body to make sort of a human fire hose. And he's to try to get some water on the flames and all the while keeping an eye on the goons ready to kind of reach over and intervene in any way that they like, if they're menacing people or if they're like going to start breaking stuff or whatever sort of, you know, chicanery they're going to be up to. He just kind of like stands poised to interject himself between them and whatever nefarious plans they have scheming around in their heads. As his mind keeps basically jumbling back and forth between tasks, all the while also trying to keep his eye on the next task, because he's obviously trying to handle more than he can at once, completely like wrapped around the nightmare completely wrapping around his mind and, you know, blinding him to obvious answers like delegate tasks, you know, completely forgetting it, like lost in the rush of it, that he's not here by himself right now, but is definitely feels kind of everything is on his shoulders as per the, you know, nature of his personal hellscape.
Yeah.
Are we like all next to him?
Yeah, you're all nearby. You're all right there beside him. And I would also say, Lexi boy, it doesn't take long for you to notice something with the goons, as if you would turn around from the opposite direction from the flaming building, you would immediately see this rusty forward just burst through the wall with giant sacks of cash and like seemingly seven of the exact same dude. Dude, just driving around city at, you know, breakneck pace.
Okay. I think now would be a time for him to try to unleash his powers.
Roll freak.
My freak is... Oh, this is going to be a good one. That's actually at a minus one.
Ooh.
Oh, hey. Okay, not so bad. Still got a seven.
So you can either mark a condition or I'll tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
Right. Well, I think that obviously as he's trying to handle this every single seemingly unending amount of crises happening back to back to back to back, I think it's clearly going to be an unstable solution as he kind of tries to like you said it was a rusty truck that burst through the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. As he tries to basically like lasso the fender and hold on to it while also like maintaining a steady stream of water on the hospital fire and also keeping his head on a swivel and trying his best to hear every single cry for help and discern who it's for, where's the problem, and just kind of like building his to-do list of like, okay, next I gotta hit this. But it's very like, as we see, like probably like another panel is like all of the word balloons in his head that kind of like sort of overlapping each other to like really denote that like it's all kind of just blending together into a cacophony of cries for help. And it's very, very clear to the reader that things are snowballing quickly. And he's like at the point of like he's on the verge of breaking.
Yeah. And this nightmare just keeps pushing with him since more of these infinite guys just keep bursting from the rooftops, just stealing jewelry and valuables. And then you start to see Ian Orphanage start to go on fire on the complete opposite direction, really far away from where your fire hose is. Oh, and it's no. Just going to keep doing more and more and more and more.
Can I reach out? And I'd like to use one of my moves called the best of them. So I'm just going to yell out and be like, we're all here for you. Tell us what to do. You're a part of the earth and you're like one of the best out there. We know that you can do this. Just let us help you. That's the best part about Earth is we all help each other. Come on. We can do it. Just tell us what to do. And I think I roll for...
Mundane.
Yes, but I get to use my freak instead. So that is my thing. There. Freak, I have two. So I rolled 2d6.
2d6. Right? All rolls in this game are 2d6.
I got a 6.
Ooh.
Plus 2, which is 8.
All right. That means, Flexi Boy, you hear her. You can mark potential, clear a condition if you have any, or shift labels.
I actually think I will clear condition because I have afraid marked from last time. So I think now is the time as any to no longer be afraid of it, as his newfound courage sort of manifests in a panel where we see, like, again, the overlapping word balloons of people crying for help. It's just like, you know, our building's on fire, like they're robbing the bank, like, help us. And we just get like, help us, help us, help us, help us. And then we see young girl's word balloon kind of like tucked in there, let us help you. And I think that he kind of zeroes in on that, and it snaps him clear-minded just long enough, realizing that he's been, like, in this moment, figuratively and literally, this pocket of the Mirrorverse has him stretched too thin. And he now realizes, like, okay, that's right. It's not all on me. I do have friends. And he will then sort of, like he smiles with like a sigh of relief, and we see like he's got this look in his eyes, like, okay, newfound hope, newfound vigor. Ooh, like, let's break this down, work together, and let's solve some problems. And I think that he would call out and sort of like delegate. He's like, okay, girl, stop. He's like there's. There's robberies on, this this street and this street. And it's just like, you can, like, you're best suited to, like, to defuse that situation. You use your spores, stop the robbers. I'm going to focus on fires. And he just starts, like, breaking down in his head. It's like, okay, like, I know that, like, Afterthought is best suited to handle this crisis. And, like, there's, people screaming for help in the alleyway, scrap club, go beat up some muggers. And then, he just sort of like, it's like calling audibles almost as quickly as he was trying to reach and stop things on his own. Now he's pointing and delegating while focusing on one problem at a time.
Do you all take his lead and need and help them to keep control of this madness?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Now then you do see a variety of these identical goons going off in separate directions, with the car having the money and the guys on the rooftops having the jewelry, and with all the ones on the street that just want to throw hands against innocent people. But what are you all going to do to keep you to take these guys down?
I'm going to use my spores to try and get the robbers to be distracted. Like, they'll be kind of hypnotized and not really know what they're doing and stop robbing.
Sounds like an unleash your powers.
Yes. Which is a freak roll, right?
Yep.
Which is 6 plus 2 is 8.
All right.
Yeah, it's a 2.
Well, if you got an 8, then mark a condition or I'll tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary.
I will... Let's see, do I have any conditions right now? I don't think... Oh, I have one. I'm afraid. I will mark... I'll mark a condition. I'll mark angry. These guys are messing with my friends.
So, as you lay these spores, the robbers first notice the sparkly effect, the looks of these mushrooms, and kneel down and just pluck these spores to put in their little jewelry bags. E-bags. Thanks. Thus, allowing them to just stay put in this one little spot for just an incy-bincy bit. Any of you gotta take advantage of this opportunity?
I will. I'll run up to them and then try and erase the memories of what they were just doing. Roll it back to, like, chill morning or whatever.
Given how you're directly, equally causing them to stop, I might say directly engage.
Come on, I'm happy to directly engage.
Yeah,
roll danger.
Sounds correct.
Danger, danger is my middle name. That's a 7, and then you add the danger, yes?
Yes.
So it's a 10.
Well, you get to pick 2. Resist or avoid blows, take something from them, create an opportunity, or impress / surprise / frighten the opposition.
Let's resist or avoid blows and create an opportunity for our allies.
All right. Your memory works, the effects work by just having them just sort of just stand and daze off, and the other batch of identical looking goons that are currently driving the getaway car with money, only just notice this happening or you can actually put the brakes on the car just out of sheer bewilderment of what happened to their identical looking brethren.
That is...
Now, any of you want to take this new opportunity?
So the guys in the car, is the car stopped? Or
Yeah, just temporarily
then,
stopped.
Okay. Then I think I want to use my... That only works on me. Never mind.
Well, what are you going to do?
I think I'm just going to... I'm going to try and use my Kirby things. My Kirby craft. My cool glidey skates. To, like, phase through the door of the car and take the keys out of the ignition so that they can't go anywhere anymore.
Well, I would roll another Unleash Your Powers.
Okay. Does my Kirby craft give me anything extra? No, it just lets me go fast. Okay, that is 10 plus 2 is 12.
Nice.
Well, you do it flawlessly. Hey, just with a mere whoosh, the keys are gone. These guys are now just stuck in a completely stationary vehicle with all the money. And so, in retaliation, these people just try to run out of the car and try to climb the buildings to try to reach the other goons that are on the rooftops just standing there. They're empty. And thanks to the fact that these buildings somehow still have intact stairs, they all start to fuse together into, like, one guy. What are you gonna do?
Can I try to punch him?
Yeah, you certainly can try.
Is that a danger roll? Because yes. It's more direct?
Yep.
Okay, danger. Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Where'd the dice go? There it is. Okay, that's 10. Minus 1 is a 9.
One choice. Resist / avoid, take something from them, grant an opportunity, or impress / surprise / frighten.
Surprise. Wait. Was hurt them one of the choices?
No, that's just the thing that happens when you successfully roll.
Okay. Then surprise. I want him to be surprised.
So yeah, as this guy fuses together, he just immediately notices you punch. He tries to look around and looks down at you with a bit of a shock and saying, oh, I never thought I had to deal with fungus today. As he tries to pick you up and throw you around. You didn't pick resist, so I'm gonna have to have you roll take a powerful blow as he just throws you up. Shoot you to the other side of the street.
So, take a powerful blow. What do I roll?
Plus the amount of conditions you currently have. You do not want to roll highly on this one.
No. Okay. I have 2 conditions. Sorry. Oh, no!
Who's your roll?
That is a 9 plus 2 is 11. 11.
Oh.
Oh, dear. All right. Perhaps one of us should have tried to defend.
Now you could pick 2 from this list, right, which is involving like lashing out verbally, giving ground by giving your enemy an opportunity, struggle past the pain to get 2 more conditions, or you can just remove yourself from the situation, or just lose yourself and your powers in a horrible way. Pick your poison.
Well, if I get 2 more conditions, I'll have all the conditions. So, not that one. I guess unleash my powers in a horrible way. I don't know what that would look like for Fun Girl, but let's do that one.
Yeah, I would say that it would cause that basically the talks of toxic mushrooms from your nightmare seem to manifest in this one as you just spew out, well, like these green radioactive spores just all over the city. In this city, causing innocent bystanders to start to cough and often get real sick. Like you are actively putting people in danger right now.
Oh, no. Aw, man. This is no good. Ah, guys! I'm sorry! Help!
Yeah.
I tried too hard to do it by myself.
Nobody, you can just sneak up on Multi-Man.
What do we do?
Need to get Fun Girl away from the civilians, or at least try and get the civilians away from Fun Girl, and someone's got to take out Multi-Man.
Okay.
Yeah, what is your course of action?
Unless someone else gets to there first, I think Adam's going to charge Multi-Man and try and just do a large uppercut to his chin.
Well, directly engage.
8 total.
All right, pick one. Resist, take something, create opportunity, or impress, /surprise, /frighten.
Can I take something from them? And I don't know if this works, because I don't know how their powers work, but can I knock him back into a bunch of individual people?
Yeah. Yes, you can knock him out, and they're back to being a mob of identical people, just dazed out a little bit. But now, as a group, they start to charge right back at you and are, you know, try to hit you back.
I can take it.
Well, take a powerful blow then. Roll with the amount of conditions you got, if you have any.
Fortunately, I was able to clear the conditions last game. It was just the 2d6. So if I roll a bunch of 5s, then this would just be bad. 7.
Choose one. You lash out verbally, you give ground, or you struggle past the pain.
Let's struggle past the pain.
You now mark 2 conditions.
Let's do angry and a little afraid. It hit back a lot harder than I was expecting.
And all these people say at the same time, that shows you the power of what a whole crew can do. Yeah. And so, anybody he would like to need to help? Need to help this man as in after he got punched by a whole gang of identical clone goons?
I would, but at the moment I have a -2 to helping.
I'm trying to think of the best way to help. Oh, it might just be time to assess the situation again.
All right, assess the situation is superior.
All right, that's an 8.
Ask 1.
How could we best end this quickly?
Well, you seem to be doing a great job on the fires, so as long as you don't abandon post, it'll be just fine. But as for your friends, Multi-Man seems to be the strongest when he's at the maximum amount of people he can be. He isn't quite as strong when he's just one guy.
Right. Okay.
Now, any of you would like to take action with this new information?
Could I try to phase into the middle of Multi-Man and see if I could split him apart by like becoming solid right in the middle of him to try and break him all apart?
Not quite sure why you want even more clones running around, but okay.
Well, you said he's less dangerous if he's only one person, and right now he's like 5. So if I can break him up into just one guy at a time, maybe we can do better.
Interesting logic to it. All right. unleash your powers.
Okay. That is a 9.
And it may be a little silly, but since it's in reality, it's a direct acting on the answers of that assess the situation, you would get the +1, adding that to a 10.
Ooh.
So yeah, you go through this guy, and Kozlov right through the middle, it'll causing this person to just sort of lose control of his clones before eventually regrouping back into one person. Like, right now, this guy is just trying to reorient himself to try to split himself apart again. Ken, what are you going to do?
I'm going to directly engage a threat.
Directly engage.
0. Okay, that's a 7.
So yeah, directly engage?
Yes.
Well, pick one. Resist slash avoid blows, take something from them, create an opportunity, or impress slash surprise slash frighten.
I'm going to take something from them, and what I'm going to take from them... What I'm taking from Multiman is I'm taking away space. I want to wrap around him while he's still currently one person and just keep coiling tightly so that as he tries to split, he just can't quite get that divide as I just keep kind of pushing him back into himself.
Yeah. Right now, yeah, you did that. He tries to split, and now he's just in absolute shock and horror. Like, he is now officially hopeless, all just in a nick of time where you finally put out those fires, and just for this small, brief moment, this absolute chaotic hellhole of a city seems to finally be under control. The citizens stand up and cheer. You did it! You finally did it! All the day is saved, Dave, all thanks to Flexi Boy.
Thanks in part to me.
In part?
Mm-hmm. But I, obviously couldn't have done this alone, and I guess this is the part where I have to, teach Multiman here a lesson, so let this be a lesson to you, Multiman. Not even you can do it all by yourself.
And so, the population of this town all cheers in unison as the surroundings begin to fade out back to the starry, shattered glass area that you are now become all so familiar with. The shadows all stare you down and say, well, the three of you have all done well. Well, we all must admit, though, the more time you spend in here, the master seems to notice something a little more interesting, a little more closer, if you will, about afterthought. So this final trial will be a little more rough or risque compared to the ones that you have just completed.
You can definitely see that afterthought is very pale. Paler than he usually is. Very nervous.
Haven't even stepped through the portal, and you are already. And you seem to be all too familiar with what you're about to face.
Not something I'd like to face again.
I'm gonna grab Afterthought's hand and say, we can do it together.
I don't know if we can.
We've done it all so far. What's one more?
Yeah. Well then. And the shadows will say, well then, prepare for the worst. As Adam now feels that pull in the back of his mind as the portal begins to open. They all, and you all, go through this vortex for hopefully the final time, and you go into the same city as you always knew. It has all the same colors, the same live, intact buildings, the same real peace. For a moment, it's almost like you actually escaped the Mirrorverse, but you know you didn't.
Adam will definitely take a few deep breaths, try and calm himself. Everything seems to be okay.
Well, for the three of you other than Adam, as you walk around, it's like you're back home. Now with Adam, you can't help but notice that there's something going on beneath your shoes.
And what would that be?
Inky black... like cosmic crackling ripple sucking out the a color and life from what you just stepped on.
Adam will just try and find a place where there doesn't seem to be much life, like a parking lot, or he'll try and separate himself from people.
Now, with every footstep you take, the splotches that come from each footstep get a little bit bigger, and a little bit bigger, and a little bit bigger, and a little bit bigger, bigger, and it gets to a point where by the time you reach this parking lot, the trail you walk through by the end is just almost covers up the whole street in this horde stuff. And if any of your friends step in it, it causes like a small flash in their mind to just feel like their sense of reality just blinks out for a moment.
I don't want to hurt any of you. Stay back. I'll try and keep it under control, but just stay away.
Now, as you with that nerve in your voice telling this to stay away, it's actually causing the size of your next couple footsteps, its growth, to accelerate. And whatever tingling you felt in your shoes, you now start to feel in your hands.
No.
You okay, bud?
No. You see Adam just kind of tuck his hands inside of, like, his coat pockets. Just don't come any closer. I don't want to hurt you either.
Okay. What's going on? Can we do anything?
You do see these big black splotches that his footsteps are responsible for, by the way. That's one clue what's going on.
Are they, like, gooey?
Yeah, they do seem to be a little gooey.
And what happens when we touch it? Like, do we disappear from reality, or
you don't immediately disappear, but you do feel like, as long as you're touching it, your brain just stops functioning like it normally was, yeah, and just becomes like a swirl of arrow of chaos and manic thoughts that's buzzing through your skull.
What happens if I try to, like, think happy thoughts at the goo instead?
The thing is, it's the sheer rush of it is that it's impossible for any living being to truly get their minds away from this chaotic mindset while they're actively in contact with the goo.
Okay.
I think Flexiboy would try, like, basically keeping his feet firmly planted where he is as to not step in or touch the goo. He would kind of stretch over to get close to him, because I'm going to try to comfort and support as best as I can. And just like, as he like stretches in, like, kind of closer, he's like, hey, whatever's happening, I'm not afraid of it. You guys are always there for me. I'm going to be here for you. And we'll see how well he can comfort and support. We'll roll that in a sec as he's sort of like begins kind of, you know, sharing some vulnerability in that he talks about how it's just like back when, like, I had my condition and before I, you know, had these powers and everything, it's just sort of like, I know what it feels like to be vulnerable, fragile, afraid of everything. Like, I get that. And what's happening is whatever's going on inside you, whatever the mirrorverse is trying to hit you with, it's bad. Like, it sucks. But, you know, again, you were able to figure it out 3 times already. We can do it again. We can do it one more time. And head and roll. Oh my. And so that's a 10.
All right. So afterthought, do you mark potential, clear condition, or shift labels?
I'll clear my angry condition. I'm still afraid. I'm not being as angry.
And Flexi Boy, do you want to add a team to the pool or clear a condition?
I would like to add a team to the pool.
Now the thing is by saying that, unlike the other nightmares, this nightmare seems to be trying to respond aggressively to this tactic. After you finish saying that, it feels like this spreading that's going on for Afterthought is just sped dialed, and now it's reached to his breath, where if you
Where if you don't back up a few steps right now, whatever force is coming out of the goo is going to affect you through, you know, this slate purple fog that's starting to come out of his mouth.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If there is like a visible fog, then he would back up a little bit and you'd basically try to continue to reassure. It's like, look, it's, I know what it's like when you are seen a certain way and, you know, like all things considered, you know, like me, for instance, I have these kind of a goofy, silly power. I understand to be labeled a certain way and how important it is to, you know, keep that sort of sense of self. And right now, this nightmare is trying to tell you that you are this walking disaster. It's trying to tell you that all you can do is hurt people. And you have to plant your feet and you have to firmly tell whatever's happening that you know exactly who you are. Just like, I'm Flexiboy. I am, you know, this, I am a hero made of living rubber. So now is the time for you to tell this darkness inside you exactly what you're made of.
You see, like, Adam is listening and taking this in. He looks to you. But Lenny, this is all that I have. He takes it all, and that's just what I do. You saw the aliens. I can try to stop him, but I don't. People just get hurt.
And as you finish saying that all the touching and feeding and breathing and stepping is really starting to go overdrive. As it's now seems it's like the entire area around you is starting to dissolve into like this bent, it's bizarre, chaotic looking swirl, and you even start to feel something try to bump its way from directly inside of your head. Take a condition.
Well, I'm already afraid. Let's see, what were the other conditions? I'll take hopeless.
Yeah, so best say hopeless sounds like it checks right now.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So yeah. Now this whole environment is starting to look like a pure, undescribable eldritch chaos, all stemming from you. You and you feel like there's something inside you that's trying to claw away and escape your own body. Body. Your friend is trying its best to be a voice of comfort, to be the eye of this storm. What are you going to do?
I think Adam, he doesn't know what to do. He's done everything he can to lock this away. He's never had to deal with it when it's been unlocked and when he can't hold it back. I'll try to assess the situation, just see what I can do, what I know can be done.
Now, you may roll with superior.
Ooh, that's not bad nice. At all. Let's see what superior is. Oh, -1. Well, it's a 9.
I would like to spend a 10. Right. It is indeed a 10.
I'll take that.
No.
And again, just sort of represented by the still trying to talk him through it. And it's just like, he's like, you're so much stronger than this wants you to believe you are. And whatever's happening, you know what to do. You know you have the strength to stop it. And you know that we are here to help in any way that we can.
I think the two questions I would like to ask would be, what here is in the greatest danger? And how could we best end this quickly?
Well, quite frankly, you are in the greatest danger at this moment. And to end this quickly, with how hard this trial seems to be stacked against you, it would be quicker to give in than seal yourself up. It is still possible to go through this trial, but compared to the others, something seems almost like it's trying way harder for you to fail.
Can I try to offer comfort and support? Can I just like barrel through the all things, like use my
climb on my outstretched body
things?
Use me as a bridge.
Yeah, there we go.
Well,
barrel
thank
through
you for
to catch. Get to Adam.
If it well, Flexi Boy didn't put the give you the path, I would have forced you to roll it. You to roll an extra move before you would have comfort and supported. But thanks to him, you can roll that comfort immediately. Roll mundane.
I'm going to use my best of them feature, which lets me roll with freak instead of mundane.
That's a good feature.
And I'm just going to be like, Adam, you are so amazing. You hold back your darkness every single day. And even when people do get hurt, you help them anyway. You're so brave. You're the bravest person I know on all of Earth. And that's a 9 plus 2, which is 11.
Well, okay. Hey, afterthought, would you like to mark potential, cure condition, or shift labels?
Remind me what marking potential does.
If you mark, there is a meter where you have, like, you can have like up to 1 to 5 potential. And once you mark 5 potential, you can get an advancement of some kind.
Ah, that's clear condition. We're clear hopeless. We'll get hopeless away.
Yay!
Yay!
And Fun Girl, would you like to clear one of your conditions or add a team to the pool?
I would really like to clear a condition.
Yeah.
Clearing angry.
No. Hey, we can all be afraid together.
Yay!
And now, the words of Flexi Boy alone are worthless in this scenario, but the words of Flexi Boy and Fun Girl combined is when you start to feel the big cracks of your body start to ever so slightly seal up. Like, it is still not quite as much compared to the force that's trying to rip you apart. But this is the first time where you start to feel that you have even a tiny slither of a chance.
All right, Scraps, get in on the love fest.
All right. Sure.
Save him with a group hug.
Power of friendship. Let's fucking go.
Yay. It was the power of love all along.
So, and now how are you gonna comfort this guy? Uh-huh.
Group hug?
You are muted, by the way. I hope you know this. Oh, never mind. You're not. I'm thinking of the wrong person.
Sorry. I was actually muted, but my internal mic was off, like whole computer mic was off.
All right.
All right.
After that slight technical difficulty, how are you going to comfort this guy?
Well, Scrapclaw's not exactly the most emotionally, you know, conscious person. Emotionally intelligent, he's very much do now, feel later person. But yeah, he is there for his friends, so he just kind of, you know, he's just by, you know, by his side, and he just puts an arm around him. That's all he does. That's all he needs to do, I feel like.
So, you're touching him?
No, I'm sorry. I told you before, I'm really hazy today.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like, if you were to put your arm around him...
Yeah, I know. Any suggestions?
I mean, I don't think it's a bad try. Like, none of us have touched him yet, but that doesn't mean that's not the right thing to do. It might break through the rest of the way.
I mean, yeah, he's stabilizing now, isn't he? You know, with
he's definitely doing better than he was before.
Yeah, I feel like, yo, you know what? I am going to do that. I am going to do that because I think that he needs to see that you know, even if he is somewhat dangerous right now, we're still gonna be there for him, and we're not afraid of him at all.
Yes. Well, I'm afraid to say you haven't gone all the way. So, and what's going on with his hand is still surging through his body. So, before you get comfort and support, since you're touching him, you're gonna have to roll and take a powerful blow to see whether or not whatever's going for him is gonna go for you via contact.
I am willing to take that. I think that
So yeah, roll with the amount of conditions you have, if you have any.
I don't think I do right now.
Then roll flat 2d6.
Flat 2d6, okay.
And you want to roll low.
That's a 12. I will screenshot my screen if I have to.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Well, you have quite a lengthy list here. You can either pick one of the top list or two from the bottom list.
Still worth it.
Yeah. what was it?
Like, the top list is you can either pick one of which is removing yourself from the situation or completely losing control of yourself, or you can pick two from this list where you lash out verbally, give ground, or struggle past the pain.
I'm gonna struggle past the pain and give ground.
Yeah, those two make the most sense.
So yeah, you mark two conditions as these little cracks start to form around your body, and you give ground by being in the right position where whatever stream of comfort that your two allies are giving to him has been interrupted. And now the accelerated speed of what is going on to Afterthought has resumed. And I'm gonna be mean and give Afterthought that hopeless condition back.
Can I still comfort him though?
Yes. Now that, but only after all that happened. Now you can try to comfort.
So do I get hopeless or can I get angry?
You can get angry if you would rather have that.
Everyone, he's ignored my warnings and has approached me when he knows it's dangerous.
Okay. Well, 8, that's, and then plus 2, that's 10.
Yes. So, first Afterthought, would you want to get rid of that condition or would you rather get potential or shift labels?
I could have gotten so much potential this game. I'm actually going to remove afraid.
All right. And you, Scrapclaw, would you rather add a team to the pool or clear one of the two conditions you just got?
I'm gonna clear one of the two conditions.
Okay. Yeah, now that all three of you have shown that you were willing to risk neck for this guy, despite everything, the environment just oddly shifts. Like, in the previous three trials, it would have felt like things would turn around a little bit, like show you triumphant, but it feels like with Afterthought starting to heal up right back again, but then it just sort of just stops midway. Like something just hit the pause button, as it were. With the thing ain't of your final source of freedom. Edom was just in your cusp and then it's just halted. What do you do?
I will kind of bark angrily at Scrapclaw. What are you doing? You shouldn't be here.
Shouldn't, but I wanna.
Why?
Because that's what friends are for.
Yes, because exactly that. You are our friend, and, you know, saving you is worth the risk. I don't know what more we have to do to prove we're going to do whatever it takes, suffer through whatever it takes to make sure that you beat this because we want you around.
You're our teammate. We wouldn't leave you behind, no matter where it is, even if it's in your own mind.
That touches Adam's heart. It moves him. I don't know if I can do this. I can try.
I do. I know you can.
And yet, with that finally being placed, aced, Afterthought becomes healed up, and yet the whole environment just shakes around a little bit, almost in like a fear of anger, before fading back more aggressively.
Ooh, see that? You're making it mad. That's a good sign. We're almost there. I'd put money on it.
And so the shadow's just saying, but we're afraid that with you in particular, there's a bit of a complication with your trial. To fully explain this, we must take you to Master, as the shadows grab all four of you and drag you right through the mirrorverse, but not through any mere portals. You see the full breadth of all these portals, all this glass, just all the stuff going around. Therefore, or you go through like this the biggest pane of glass of all, breaking through and seeing like this mess, just this massive hall of purple curtains, all these chains with little blue lights, new lights with whispers of a voice in each of them, come all around the ceiling and walls with just a few intact windows showing with all the chaos that you just seen here in here and here. And in the center, you see like this purple, white and gold throne with like this tall man with a, you know, with a purple top hat, and golden darn ornaments. It's a big old staff, whose silhouette seems to line up with all the shadows that seem to have been tormenting you. So, the shadows just call me Master, but since we're now here formally, you can now refer me to by my proper name, the Illusioneer. Yeah, as he tips his hat. Now, you've all seem to have done well in your trials, and usually, this is the part where I let all of you go, and, well, for the first three of you, I shall happily do so. I must admit, you are some of the best I've seen. You will not believe just how fast some of the others down there just can flood themselves into these little cages like the cows they are. But Afterthought they call you, right? There's just, every time you step in here, it just feels like a presence about you. It took me a while to finish this, but the more and more I look into your mind, the more and more I start to remind me of things of my life. I used to be just a normal street magician, the son of a pretty famous one in the city you call home. Home before some anomaly just sent me to this realm back when there was no portals, no glass, no shadows, just a vortex of chaos. That exes somewhat of my own trial before I learned to control it. And when I finally gained control, when I finally was able to turn it into the Mirrorverse that you see today, I was originally wanting to go home myself, but then I bonked into like this barrier, this weird thing that for a while I thought I was mad for seeing, but it's just allowed me with just two horizontal, ovaly views into the cowardly shell of the city that I once called home, this weird buzzing thoughts that just, it's of its own, that just feels like it's determined to just keep me in something that's just linked into my new source of power. Then, for a while, my only interactions, my only chance to have any connection to my former home was with this whole courage test operation here. But when I pulled you in and read your mind, and those two windows, that they're sort of like the eyes on your face, and that staticky voice, when I went back to that barrier, and when you started talking, that static started to clear up and started to sound two of the same. Hey, for a while, this prison, this place that he said that for the longest time I had to settle for being a judge of the world I wanted to return to, was just you, this pale little teenager, keeping me as his prisoner this whole time. Now, I know it's a little mean and cruel to just keep you in here despite treating a trial, but if I do that, I'll never be able to get out of this place. Never be able to share my new powers with the world. I'll never be able to improve it to how I see fit. Surely you must understand.
All the shadow in my head.
Well, that seems to be one way of putting it. So, given how much suffering that this seems to have for the both of us, you stay here, let me free, and this little impasse of yours will finally come to an end. And how does that sound?
What would you do? Bad.
We don't like it. No.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I mean, it's not our choice, but if I have to save my piece, it'd be hell no.
As I look at the world around me, does it feel like it resembles just the absence that I create?
Well, it is. With the power gained by learning to control this place, I feel like I can do a lot to improve the outside world. After all, this operation of mine is making sure it's safe from all these spitty little cowards that just lie and hide when the world commands them to do, to push themselves beyond. That's why I usually let the victors of my trials free. Hey, while only letting using the failures to help booster my power. I mean, if I use the winners to booster my power, or for anything other than this particular situation, what kind of being would I be?
Monster, that's what you... Do you know what happens when I let you out?
Oh, well, I know. I get to use my cosmic magic to improve the world. It's quite simple, really.
That's no improvement.
Yeah, this sounds like a utilitarian nightmare.
Yeah, we've seen your thing. Yeah, we've seen your improvement of the world, and it's not nice. You just judge people based on your arbitrary understanding of them, and you don't even give them a chance to be who they are, and, like, it's all... You're bad. You suck.
You're all young, aren't you? I have a feeling if you had grown older, you would understand, and that such pushiness is needed to keep the world in line.
Who are you to judge who keeps the world in line? Some two-bit street magician who fell out of the world.
See, it's the use of the phrase "keep the world in line" that I just can't get past.
Yeah, that sounds like autocracy.
Well, you don't understand, do you? Your trials only lasted like a couple hours, maybe. But I suffered my own torments for decades.
So that makes it okay for other people to suffer.
The thing is, my suffering, when I came here, I was weak, afraid, but just barely persistent enough to survive. And it wasn't until after I went through my suffering that I came as powerful and wise as I am. It is the suffering that makes us our better selves. After all, how do we truly know separate the brave from the cowardly in any other way other than seeing how would they do in a real trial like this?
Why would we have need empathy? To separate the cowardly and the brave? We work better together. That's the whole point of having cowardly people and brave people. The cowardly people tell you what to be afraid of, and the brave people try and help them get out of it. It's symbiosis. You need both.
That is one of the most... such nonsense. I just think that after all of you seen and seeing just how much of yourselves you've learned, just how... much stronger you felt after you completed my trials, after you've earned your freedom, you would finally understand. And yet you just immediately regress back to this childish things of everybody just having it all softly, that everyone would be happy and nobody would try to exploit it.
We didn't say nobody would try to exploit it, did we?
No, that's just the one part you never seem to get to.
Yeah, because... people are good and bad. That's what makes them people. If you take one part away, they're no longer people.
You can't live life based on the assumption that someone might do something bad simply because they're capable of it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. All it does is just remind me of how foolish I was when your age. Just always thinking it's just this whole unite togetherness and just punch the bad guys. So, what does it come to now? Do you just think I'm just some simple villain that y'all could just beat up and just save the day like all your little stories of your legacies?
I mean, we could try.
I don't see why not.
Dogpile?
I got a question, Adam. This guy opened his beautiful story, by the way. This guy opened by implying that this place is... more connected to you than maybe you realized, and I think that if Abracadumbass over here could figure out how to control it, I think maybe you got a pretty good shot of, you know, shutting this down.
That would seem reasonable now, wouldn't it?
It took me much longer time to control this place than what most men would even live in their entire lifetimes.
Yeah, you also but said clearly it would take Adam you decades. Way better than you.
Yeah, you also said it took you decades to get through your trial, and you know, also admitted that it took us like hours at best.
Well, I was the one that made your trials. The trial is just what this world just threw at me before it even knew what the word meant. It's okay. Just what do you see what we throw at you?
Can I try to do something, GM? I want to see if activating my powers a little bit, what happens? Do I start to absorb things around me, or what happens here? Just a little bit, around my hands.
Yeah. I would say, when you use your powers, he basically has set up this room where, at most, your powers would feel like what they would back on Earth. Okay. In this state, at least. Like, he is still using his control of this place against you. Though, once he finally realizes that you are never going to fall for his foolish ways, he is going to stand up, float a bit, and just start teleporting around the room and start summoning manifestations of all the trials you've encountered, from the aliens to the faceless people, to the people, to the Ulta multi-man, man, to the goo. You're just all around this place, just trying to constrain you and put you down.
Go ahead.
And since this is going to be a proper fight, let's go over the little team pool mechanics before we get to the thick of it.
Yes.
Now, who do you think is going to be the leader?
I'm quite inclined to say Adam would be.
Yeah.
It seems like I'll be taking the lead on this one.
Does Adam have influence over every teammate?
I believe that is true.
If it's been given to me, then yes.
I believe everybody has the same purpose, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Does anybody mistrust him?
Adam or the bad guy?
Adam.
No.
Does anybody feel ill-prepared or off-balance?
I don't believe I've ever felt more prepared in my whole life.
Yeah.
Not me neither.
Well, that means you get the maximum of 4 team with your current team pool of 6.
Woo-hoo!
And now...
So huge. That's amazing.
The Illusioneer there is now beginning to just whoosh and teleport to the room, summoning so many of the minions that have tormented you in these trials all here. Here, everybody is here in this room, just going towards you, trying to hurt you. You are not quite sure where the Illusioneer even is as you're prepared for it to strike. What is going to be your first move?
I guess I would like to try something. If I may, I want to try my delinquent move. Are you watching closely? It's when you mislead, distract, or trick someone, roll superior. On a hit, they are fooled, at least for a moment. And on a 10 or more, I choose 3 from this list. On a 7 to 9, I choose 2 from this list. So I'm going to roll superior real quick. And I'm going to try to open with like a sort of a gambit, get him distracted, and you know, do the wisecracking banter, and you know, call him some superhero names as it works, and see if I can't get a nice setup for someone to take advantage. Let's see, my superior is, that's a +2. Here we go. All right.
You choose 2 from your move list.
All right. I would like to create an opportunity, and I would like to expose a weakness or a flaw. Try to like goad him into making a misstep, or even if I could just pull his attention on me, just by again like throwing his arguments back in his face, poking holes in the logic, and just being an annoying like know-it-all teenager, and just make myself very punchable to gain focus on me, creating the opportunity for Adam, if he so chooses, to continue sort of like experimenting, like as with he was trying to do his little tests with his powers to see like, you know, what it felt like, what he could accomplish. But essentially, I'm just trying to take all attention away from whatever Adam is doing by just being the really annoying, hey, look at me, kid.
Well, the Illusioneer there is a bit of a dirty fighter, as he does put your attention to you. But he does so by using his magic to just levitate you up and try to throw you at Adam to try to hurt both of you at the same time.
Nice.
Now, I would say you would roll take a powerful blow first, and then we will resolve that with how Adam gets resulted with Kim may or may not being hit in the face. All right?
Okay. Sure. All right. Let me get that punched in. And I have just a flat roll. Okay.
Pick from one of the three. You lash out verbally, you give ground, or struggle past the pain.
I'm going to struggle past the pain. And I think what that looks like is as I'm being picked up, I just do my best to like stretch out in all four directions and try to just like brace myself on whatever I like, anchor myself on whatever I can. So like as I'm being thrown, using my own elasticity to actively kind of fight that momentum, which makes me feel a bit angry and a bit insecure. And that is just like, no, okay, I poked the bear and he has some pretty bad powers and now I'm being picked up and thrown by magic. So like, oh, whoops. A little insecure now.
Well, now Adam, I think I'll give you a choice here. You can either say that this guy, I hit you and you would take a roll powerful blow, or I could let you immediately take one for your doom track. But I would warn you that if the doom track would be full and you would push further, you would break and the illusioneer would win. You only have two doom now, and there is still serious consequences for taking a blow, but this is your choice.
I think I'll take the blow.
All right, roll with your conditions.
All right. Nice to comfort support. I don't think that applies here.
Yeah, plus one with your angry.
All right. Oh, that's right. And nine.
Pick one from the list. Lash out, give ground, or struggle past pain.
It's not a 10. I almost wished it was a 10. Oh, well. Let's give ground. I don't want a lot of more conditions.
Ooh, you're giving the illusioneer an opportunity.
Yes, I am.
Oh, now, that is a bit foolish, considering that you just allowed the illusioneer to get his attention back on you, and he's trying to use your magic to try to break you open like an egg. So, because of that, you're gonna have to take one for the doom track regardless.
Oh, well. Forget how do I clear? Oh, sanctuary. That's how I clear doom.
Now, as you see, the afterthought just that with his curse just being exacerbated by it by the illusioneer. What are you all gonna do?
How do you clear your doom track, Adam?
I believe it's through sanctuary.
And you can't get into your sanctuary unless you get out of here. You're in win. So.
Okay, so we can't provide sanctuary for him.
Ooh, but team moves. When you share a vulnerability or weakness with someone, can give them influence over me. And if they say yes, then I get to clear doom.
Ooh.
I don't know how this works. Wait. Okay, I see how things can happen. Okay, can I try and do some teamwork with Flexi?
Well, sure, what are you going to do?
Okay, because he just crashed into me, right?
Yes.
I will take the hit and kind of try and flip over him and then yell, throw me, and try and like launch me at the illusioneer.
Yes. I was wondering who was going to be the first person that Flexi slingshots at somebody.
I'm a vaporizing missile, baby.
Let's do it. I'm so excited. But I think like the best way to represent that mechanically, I think that would be Adam rolls directly engage, and then I would spend a team to boost his roll.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, though. To me,
yeah,
sounds good to me.
Yeah, roll danger.
Excellent.
It'd be really funny if you roll high enough and don't even need to spend the team.
Oh, that's well. Five plus three is an eight.
Yeah, I could spend the team, but it doesn't really do much. So if someone else spends a team as well, we could get it to a 10. I think is how that works, but I'm not sure.
How much team do we have total?
Six.
I could spend
six. We did get, you know, a pretty generous helping of team at the beginning of this fight.
I would to use one team point to help clear a doom if we succeed in.
Oh yeah, yeah. That'll be plenty left over.
Yeah, I think if we give two to this move, I think that's a good move. I'll give a team as well. I don't know how, but I do it.
Oh. Well, that is just enough to get a 10. In at pick 2.
Let's go.
Resist slash avoid, take something from them, create an opportunity, or impress slash surprise slash frighten.
We are going to frighten the opposition and create an opportunity for my allies. Felt enough fear from this guy, it's his turn.
Yes, I love it. Turn the tables on him.
All right. Now, you scare him, and what else?
I create an opportunity for my allies. And when I hit him, can I just kind of latch onto him?
Yes, you can latch onto him. Though, since you didn't pick resist, I would say he'll try to latch onto you back.
Oh, no.
You avoided the 1+ doom of that teamwork the first time, but he's going to try to give it to you again. Though, at the same time, since you start to notice that first hit of yours caused a crack very similar to the one that you felt in your body going to him, him and his full furies on you with no multi-hit trickery this time, you start to see the first opening of what your team can do to bring him down.
Can I activate some powers then and attack?
Go right ahead.
Like to use my rapid rot and try to just make those cracks in him bigger. Ooh, not bad. 8 + 2 = 10. Numbers.
So yeah, did you engage or unleash?
Unleash the powers. So that's freak.
All right. So basically, he's starting to shake and. He can clench a bit, like you start to see actual fear in his eyes. So he tries to use his staff and try to break the environment to cause this room to start to just crack apart and have all of you just floating around, much like the shattered glass in this world, where you're just like floating chunks to give him room to try to escape and hit you back. What are you gonna do?
Does it seem like if I use my powers on him, they're going to work? Or are we too similar? I'm not sure.
I would say it's like two knights with swords just having a duo against each other.
Ah. Okay, sweet.
I mean, I could try to keep going with my rapid rot, but I don't really have any of them.
I kind of want to use vitality absorption on him, too. Like, while we're locked in physical combat.
We do have the danger of all of the Nightmare Mirrorverse minions as well. Like, I think our best purpose would be ensure that Adam has this one-on-one by keeping all of the other dangers occupied, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yes, in fact, as you would say this, one of the aliens from Fungal's Nightmare, but one that does not have that sense of morality just tries to creep up on her and try to stop her from doing any more rapid rot.
I'm going to sneeze out some spores. Chew.
Roll directly engage.
Oh no, that's very bad. Oh. -2, -1, -... So that's a 2.
Oh, so yeah. Basically, this alien again somehow manages to be one of the few with a mutant gene to be resistant and just tries to throw you off the floating chunk you're currently on. Roll, take a powerful blow.
May I roll to defend?
Well, all right. We'll resolve your defend first.
Okay. Let me see. All right. Got my stat, my savior. I'm going to go ahead and push that in to D6, and I get a +1. Hey, that's an 8. So, all right, so I get to either expose myself to danger or escalate the situation, but I did indeed save Fun Girl, I think. So,
oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, you did save that. You can't and choose a benefit with adding a team point, taking influence over Fun Girl, or clearing a condition you have. But you also have to pick whenever you will have to do the role of powerful blow, or will you end up escalating the situation even further?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I'm so sorry. I actually messed that up. I forgot I had insecure marked. I actually did not defend. I rolled a 6. I forgot that insecure is a -2 to defend.
Oof.
Oh, dear. Okay. Oh, boy. Well, that's going to probably make me take a condition over it. Is essentially, she would reach out and try to catch Fungruel as she's being thrown, but didn't quite get there in time, I guess. I think that makes me guilty. I feel very guilty about that.
So, yeah, okay. Mechanically.
So I take the blow.
Yeah. So now we go forward, then you roll, take a powerful blow. Yeah.
Okay. Plus the conditions I have, which is 1, that's an 8. So I choose 1 from the bottom list. Okay, all of these objects. I guess I'm going to... Oh, I'm just going to struggle past the pain and take 2 conditions. Dang it.
Well,
angry. And hopeless. Many conditions.
And now that it's true with all that, these creatures are now going to try to hop between these floating chunks to try to pin down, down poor old Afterthought. Like, you see all of them just going in a cluster, just trying to grab them from behind. What are you going to do?
I'm going to phase through the glass piece to try and get between him and the bad guys so that I'll pop out right in front, like behind Adam, so that his back is watched.
Well, thankfully you roll unleash, which is what you seem to do best.
I'm rolling freak? Wait, yes, unleash. Okay. Ooh, that's pretty good. But I have a -2 to unleash right now. So 9. 10, 11, -2 is a 9.
All right. Now, you may take another condition, or I'll have me tell you how your effect is unstable or temporary.
Tell me how my effect is unstable or temporary.
Basically, the fact that you're unstable, the fact that you did cause the piece that both you and Adam are standing on to just sway quite a bit. Ed, the Illusioneer doesn't seem to be bothered by this, but... Adam, you and Adam are going to be kind of off balance for a little bit. And the Illusioneer is going to try to immediately take that opportunity to give him another doom.
Is it possible to defend him against that?
Can I try to defend myself against that?
Well, I'm not quite sure if I will let you use defend to defend yourself. But I will allow any of your allies to try to use defend it. Then, if it makes sense.
And for scrapping, clutch.
Yeah, I'll roll defend if I can.
You roll with savior.
5. Oh god, what's my savior? +2, 7. Let's go.
Nice. Do we want to give him a +1 and make it an 8?
It would be the same tier.
It would be the same.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Do you want to expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation?
I mean, situation's pretty escalated already.
True.
Question would escalating the situation be a better thing to do because it's already escalated, or a worse thing to do because then it's worse? So expose myself to danger.
So yeah, you basically jump in the way and you get hit by his spell instead of Adam. You're gonna have to roll. We'll take a powerful blow.
Okay.
We love these.
You have guilty, so you're going to roll with +1.
God damn it. I rolled a 9 plus, then +1 is 10.
All right. Choose 1 from the top list or choose 2 from the bottom list.
I don't want to give him an opportunity, but I also don't want to be mean to my friends. So I think I might just pass out, man.
So yeah, because of that you feel the breakage of what you would have felt if you would have failed your trial. Yeah, you became, for just this little moment, you become one of those little blue lights that you saw in all those cages. The Illusioneer even picks up the Silhouette saying, oh, if you just embraced, just accepted your own success in your trial instead of bringing yourself low to someone in my way, it wouldn't have been like this.
I'd like to hurt him, please.
All right ahead.
Oh, yeah.
At least that little monologue gives you something, man.
I'm going to hurt him very badly now. I'll lunge at him and try and grab his wrist with one hand and punch him in the face with the other. And all the while channeling my vampirism, try and make him feel the pain of loss that I inflict on others. Start to suck him away.
So yeah, directly engage.
Aye, aye.
Oh, dang.
Pick two.
All right, let's. I get. Okay, we'll do resist and avoid blows. And. Oh, do I frighten him again, or do I take something from him? I'm gonna take something from him. What I do.
Well, since you've beaten him quite a bit already, Reddy, I think this is probably the best time to make that choice, since those little cracks start to get big as that. Big enough is that he drops his staff. He just gets on his knees, is just shaking. He's not quite out yet, but he can't really do much, as you could just feel whatever cosmic energy he used to master just leak out of him, and he's just screaming, aiming. And through his eyes, you can almost see the reflections of that young kid version of himself just being lost in the former more chaotic nature of the Mirrorverse. It's like this. Like, the Illusioneer is now on his last knees.
You've taken away from him his stability.
I mean, one to others, am I right?
Right.
I can't let myself lose like all who did before.
It's okay to lose sometimes. You should just do it.
You don't have to let yourself lose. We'll let you lose. Don't worry.
It's okay to lose sometimes, but we don't want to lose, so.
I'm very sure of that already.
So, yeah. Basically, one good hit should be enough to just scatter this guy. Anyone want to do the honors?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy to, but I don't want to take someone else's thunder.
I could do a rapid rot, but...
Yeah, I would love to take a swing at him, but I feel like... I don't know. I feel like this should be Adam's
day. Yeah. Get him, Adam. One more hit.
I will...
It's still technically your trial. Own it.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, like, lean over and just whispering to him, just go home. I want to use my memory manipulation to try and take everything that he, basically everything from here, just revert him back to who he was before he was in the trial.
Ooh.
Well, roll to unleash your powers.
You know, I'm nerfing myself for this one, but it feels better this way.
Yeah.
How much team do we have left?
Well, yeah, I would say since we have like 6 or 7, so feel free to help.
All right. My base roll is a 7. You can throw more on there if you guys want to.
Base roll is a 7? What do we need to get a really good roll? 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. We can throw 3 team at it.
Yeah, it's absolutely like power of teamwork style. Level 3, make a combo, or like each of us add something to it and make it a 10.
Yes.
Let's do it. So yeah, I'll just try to attempt to reshape his memories back to who he was before. And you guys can help out however you want to do to make it happen.
Oh, I think it's 100% throwing back at him what he threw at me personally. And it's like, do you feel that? Do you feel that? You just can't handle it. You feel yourself juggling everything. And any second, you're going to drop one.
And I'm going to squish out my spores and like lull his brain into a false sense of security so that you can do your work with your memory manipulation.
And the third and final one?
Me? I'm unconscious.
Oh, yeah.
That's
true. I would.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm just going to be generous and treat it as a 10 since it's the final blow anyway. Okay. Not like technically the rules, but screw it.
I'm mortified by his unconsciousness.
Yeah.
He just like puts a thumb up in his sleep. Like.
Oh yeah. I would say that you would have a splash panel of all the shiny golds and adornments of the magician just fade away And he's now back to like this short 15-year-old in raggedy magician clothes, just in absolute terror. All the glass and portals and such is just gone, and now it's just pure cosmic chaos, just whipping all of you through, like everyone through, both through, as all of the little soul things just turn into regular, back into regular people, just going for all this. Everyone is just screaming, aiming in terror, having no idea what's going on, including the Illusioneer. What are you gonna do?
Click our heels together and think there's no place like home?
Well, Adam, I would say that this is like your last moment with the powers that you have as you know it. If anybody will have any form of control, just any small sway of what's going on, it would most likely be you.
I'd like to do what I can to make the transition safe for everyone. I mean, I have the ability to undo, what is it? Doom Track Infinite Powers ability. I'll throw one on the doomed. I think it's worth it here. I'll just tap into this newer connection with the world around me. Try and calm the maelstrom, drain out some of the chaos, and bring everyone more smoothly together. Kind of gently bring everyone around to each other. Draw all the four of us together, and even the Illusioneer closer, so that we can hold on to each other as we're moving around.
Well, in that brief moment of control, staling the maelstrom, it's just enough where you start to open a little tear in the same shape, in that same round shape, in that same little ripply texture as the mirror that you stepped through that got you into this mess, and you all go through.
Woo!
You all now are just stranded on a street just outside of the abandoned magic store that the mirror was in. Everybody just stands up. Everybody's just in bewilderment. Families are reunited. Everyone is happy. And then the Illusioneer just stands up as just this confused, scared teenager, just being confused of how modern everything looks. Thing looks, scratching his head. Ed and feeling like there's just a huge part of him that's just gone on, turning around to just look at all of you. Thinking, what? Where's my family? What happened to the store? Who are you?
We're your new friends.
Here to help.
I'm afraid the store's in a bit of disrepair. It's been a while. You were stuck in another dimension.
Basically.
In fact, we should break this mirror. Smash.
Basically, a lot of really complicated and confusing things happened, but the good news is that we can work together and figure it all out and, you know, see what can be done to fix things for you.
Well, hey, if we'd like that. Is my family still alive anywhere? And just how much happened when I was gone?
Hard to say.
Probably
it
a
sounds
lot.
Like a lot, yeah.
I'd like to help you if we can.
Hey,
can be a lot of just, adjustments, but, you know.
Well,
nothing we can't handle.
He gives you all a hug and just saying, I'm gonna need so much. And so, you all go back to your lives. You all are back to the library where you all started. Back to relaxing after a long day. Though, Adam, if you were to look into a mirror, you notice that while you're not doomed in the way you used to be, but now you just feel like you're powerful in, like, a different way. As your eyes would just have that little gold tint that the Illusioneer used to have before you knocked the sense into him.
Does it feel like there's a monster on the other side of the door?
It doesn't feel like a monster. It feels like a whole nother place.
Very. Interesting.
Well, as long as it's not eating everyone, then there's hope.
Yeah, we'll call that a net positive.
And so, but hey, you can explain this to your helpful doctor, and so far, all you know is that the day is saved, and that this is the day that where no one will no longer be lost in the Mirrorverse.